Following shir is being recorded for TorahDownloads.com, a project of the Yehuda Mann Foundation, Le'ilui Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh ben Yoshua Yakir. The Rabbeinu Yonah's Igeres HaTshuva. Os Aleph. Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Telechu, he quotes the pasuk in Devarim, Yod Gimel Hei, that after Hashem your God you should follow, Va'oso Siro, and him you should fear, that's mitzvos of Tishmeru, and you should guard his mitzvos, Va'kolo Sishmo, and you should heed his word, and him you should serve, and to him you shall cling. Then he quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Perek Yod, pasuk Zion, Milo Yerocha Melech Hagoyim, who won't fear you, the king of all the nations, because to you it is appropriate, because among all the wise of the nations and in all their kingdoms, nothing compares to you. And then he quotes the pasuk in Kohelis, Perek Yod, Beis, Sov Davar Hakol Nishma. At the end of everything, it is understood, as Elokim Yirei, you have to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Des Mitzvos Hashmor, and guard his mitzvos, Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam, because this is the entire purpose of a man. Oz Beis, Yiras Elokeinu Yishtavach Shmo Lo'ad, fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let his name be praised forever, Yusod HaTorah is the foundation of the Torah, Umukor Kol HaMitzvos, and is the source of all the mitzvos, the Azharos, the Hamusorim, and of the warnings of the Yisurim, and Hamusorim of the disciplines. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Mishlei Yudalet Chav Zayin says, Yiras Hashem Mekor Chaim Lusur Mimokshe Maves. Fear of Hashem is the source of life, to stay away from that which brings about death. Umitzvah Noah, and this is a beautiful mitzvah. V'choma Nisgova Gedola Ubitzura Ad Shemayim. It's a great, strong, and tall, fortified wall up into Shemayim. That it shouldn't leave from a person all day, from his soul, Yiras Shamayim. This is what Yiras Shamayim is. Kmo shenemar, like the pasuk in Mishlei Chav Gimel Yud Zayin says, Ke'im b'yiras Hashem kol hayom. Because a person has to have fear of Hashem on him all day. V'yizroch shemesh hayira ala nefesh. And the sun of Yiras Shamayim, a fearing of heaven, should shine on this person's soul. Ve'al kol maspuneh, and all of its hidden aspects of it. Limshol, and to rule by day and by night over the person's thoughts. And this thing is the foundation of a person's soul. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yeshaya Mem Vav Ches says, Zichru Zos Vis Oshashu, literally meaning, remember this and you will be strengthened. Hashiva Poshim Aliv, the ones who are sinners shall take this to heart. Vinyin Vis Oshashu, what it means in the pasuk of Vis Oshashu, and you should be strengthened. Husdu, it means you should have a foundation. Kimo, like the pasuk says, Voshaya Yachitu, the pasuk in Ezra and Dalet Yud Beis says that the foundations you will sew together. V'yireh b'chol eis, or habusha al pnei ha'adam, and it should be always seen the light of embarrassment on a person's face. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, in Shmos Chaf Chaf, uva'avur siya yirasu al pneichem, in order that the fear of Hashem be on your face, levilti sechato, in order that you not do sin. Va'amru Chazal, and Chazal say in the Gemara Nedarim Daf Chaf, zo habusha shehi nikeras al pnei ha'adam. This is referring to the embarrassment that is recognizable on a person's face. Melamed shehabusha mevi alidei hayira. This teaches us that embarrassment brings a person to have fear of Hashem. Mikan Amru, from here Chazal say, Simin Yafer La'odam Shu Baishon. It's a good simin for a person to be very embarrassed. Oz Gimel. As Hashem Elokech Atira, the pasuk in Devarim Yud Chaf says, that you should fear Hashem your God, Va'usur Savod, and him you should serve, Uvo Sidbak, and to him you should cling, Uvishmo Sishavea, and in his name you should swear. The pasuk in Tehillim Beis Yud Aleph says, Ivdu as Hashem B'yira, B'gilu B'rado, you should serve Hashem with fear, and rejoice with trembling. And the pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Bey says, Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha, serve Hashem with happiness, Bo'ul lefano b'rnana, come before him with joy. V'hoya ki yomro eleichem b'neichem, ma'avodah hazos lachem, and when your children will tell you, what is all this service that you're doing? V'igaratem levneichem, you should teach your children and tell them, le'mor saying, ha'avodah hi sha'anu chayavim li'os avdei Hashem. Our avodah in this world is that we have to be servants of Hashem. His name should be blessed for this world and for all eternal worlds. Asher barah kol hayitzur, that he created everything that's in the creation, lavod lefanav, to serve before him. Shakol hanikra b'shmo ulechvodo bro, because everything that is called in his name, and it was created for his own honor. V'lanu chilek v'nachla v'avodoso, and we have a portion in his service. Yosher mikol agoyim v'alashonos, more than all the other nations and languages. Asher hotzionu me'eretz Mitzrayim, because he took us out of Mitzrayim, me'beis havodim, from being slaves there. Li'yos lo la'avodim, to be servants to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ever chayev la'asos avodas rabo ikar malachto, and a servant has to make the service of his master the main thing that he is working on. But if a person makes his own service his main work in this world, this is not the traits of a servant. This is just the evil of his heart, which prevents him from strengthening his avoda, his service to his creator, to his master. Therefore, we are obligated to make our main practice, HaTorah v'hamitzos, to be the Torah and mitzvos, the yiras shemayim, and to fear Hashem, umaisim tovim, and to do good deeds. V'husha omru rezal, and this is what Chazal say, ba'obos v'rib nosan, in obos v'rib nosan, perek chav ches, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi omer, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, ha'osa Torah so ikar v'mlachto tfeila, somebody who makes the Torah his main thing, and his work to be secondary, osin oso ikar l'olam haba, he is made to be something primary in olam haba. This enlightens us to the opening of what we're talking about, b'mitzvos hayira b'havoda, with the mitzvahs of fearing Hashem and doing service to Hashem. Oz Dalet. The pasuk in the end of Malachi says, Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi, remember the Torah of Moshe my servant, Asher Tevisi also Bechorev, that I commanded him on Har Sinai, Al Kol Yisrael Chukim Mishpatim, I commanded on all of Kol Yisrael laws and statutes. V'yizhanu Hanavi Olav Asholom b'mikra hazeh, and the Navi is warning us in this pasuk, Lizkor haTorah veHamitzvah, to remember Torah and mitzvos, ki hazachira mevia lidei asiyah, because remembering them brings a person to fulfill them and to do them. Kamo shenemar, like the pasuk in Bamidbar Tesvav Mem says, Leman tizkeru vasisem es kol mitzvosai, in order that you remember and do all of the mitzvos. Ubigal hadavar hazeh, and for this thing, Yavo el Yoha Navi alav shalom, for this is what will bring el Yoha Navi. Kamosha Mafurash Achar Hamikra Hazesh Shenemar, as it says following that Pasuk, Hini Anochi Shaleach Lachem Ezi El Yohanovi, I will send before you El Yohanovi, Lithne Bo Yomak Shem Hagodah Hanura, before the great big day of Hashem will come. Al Kain Yesh Lonu Lahaskir Ish Leochiv Vish Lachaveru, therefore we have to remind each other, a man to his brother and a man to his friend, Divrei Torah Salokinu Yizbarach Vishtabach Vishamayim Varet. The words of the Torah of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, who was blessed and praised in the heavens and the earth. The Chol Yisrael Arevim Zalazah, and all of Chol Yisrael are guarantors for one another. Shnemar, like the Pasuk in Vayikra, Yud Tez Yud Zayin says, Hocheach Tochiach Es Amisecha, a person has an obligation to rebuke his fellow, V'losisa Olav Chet, to not bear his sin upon you. V'alakol Lonu L'hazkir L'chavreinu, and our obligation upon us is to mention to our friends Hadvarim Asher Nechsholim Behem Rabim, that which many people stumble upon and are negligent in, Hadvarim Hane'elomim Me'enei Rabim, and the things that are hidden from the eyes of the public, Lachazeg Yibahem Yodayim Rafos, to strengthen their weakened hands, V'Nechsholim Ya'azru Chayil, and those who are stumbling should be given more strength. Oshei, Kol Ish Yisrael Chayev L'Honeach Tefillin B'Shas HaTefillah, every Jewish male is obligated to put tefillin on at the time that he is davening. Ubalkeri eino chayev tevila kdei lahanichon, and somebody who is a balkeri is not obligated to go to the mikvah to immerse himself in order to put on tefillin. Elamoter lahanichon below tevila, he's allowed to put them on without immersing himself. Umi she'ein hadaver noach lo lahaniach tefillin beveis haknesses, and for somebody that's not able to put on tefillin in the shul, Yanichim beveiso l'chol apachos, he should at least put them on in his own home, v'yokra parsha v'shono shal kriya shema, and at least read the first paragraph of kriya shema. V'hatfilin srichin ibud l'shmon, the tefillin need to be tanned l'shmon for the sake of tefillin, v'sheyiyu ha'askaros nichtovos l'shmon, and the writing of it has to be done for the sake of the mitzvah of tefillin, sheyizkar ha'sofer b'shah shachosvan, that the sofer, when he's writing them, has to have in mind, ki hu ha'askaros hu kosev, that he is writing these names, these psukim, these names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the purpose of tefillin. And a person shouldn't remove his mind from thinking about the tefillin until the time that he removes them from his head and from his arm. And a person has to put on the tefillin shel yad, the one on his arm first, before the one that he puts on his head. And when a person puts the tefillin on his head, he should put them on the place where the hair grows, not on his forehead. Because the forehead is a place where there is no hair. If somebody fulfills the mitzvah of tefillin, in the end, he will wind up fulfilling the entire Torah. Because with accepting this mitzvah upon himself, he is accepting the yoke of the kingdom of Shemayim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through that, and through that will come into him a fear of heaven in order that he will not sin. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Shmos Yud Gimel Tes says, it will be a sign for you on your arm, and a remembrance between your eyes, so that the Torah of Hashem will be in your mouth. Chazal say in the Gemara in Brachos Tes Vav Amar Aleph, Haminiach Tefillin, somebody who puts on Tefillin v'Korei Kriyashma and says Shema, Zohi Kabbalas Omachus Shemaim Shlema. This is the ultimate way, the complete way of accepting upon yourself the yoke of heavenly kingdom. B'chol ha'olam nivra l'kabal aleihem Omachus Shemaim, and the whole world was created to accept upon it the burden, the yoke of the kingdom of Shemaim, of Hashem's kingship over him. U'mishe'enu maniach Tefillin, somebody who doesn't put on Tefillin, Yesh alav karov l'sholosh meos onshim b'chol shana. He has something that's close to 300 punishments every single year. V'amanichem b'chol yom, but somebody who puts them on every day, yesh biyado zechios la'in tachlis. He has merits that are unending. V'amru chazal, and chazal say in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, Poshe Yisrael b'gufan, the people who are of Kai Yisrael who are negligent when it comes to their bodies, is what? Kegon karkafta de loman chatfilin me'olam. Is like a skull who doesn't put tefillin on it ever. Os vav, v'chol ha-mis'atev b'tzitzis, somebody who wraps himself in tzitzis, kedushaso kfulo mechavero, his holiness, his sanctity is doubled from his friend. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Bamidbar tes vav mem says, man tizkru v'asisem es kol mitzvosai, in order that you remember and do all of my mitzvos, v'yisim kadoshim le'lokechem, and you will be sanctified to your God. So to Chazal say in the Medrash and Sifri, v'yizim kadoshim, that you should be sanctified, holy, melamed she'atzitzes mosefes kedusha, that this teaches you that tzitzes increase a person's level of sanctity, of holiness. V'tzorach she'yu achutin shezunin, and the strings have to be twined, v'she'yarchik mokom hanochas chutei atzitzes misfasei atalis, and a person has to make sure that the place where he puts the strings into the garment has to be a thumb's breadth apart from where the end of the garment is. And he should be careful that it be within 3 fingers' breadth from the edge of the garment as well. O Zion, a person has to affix a mezuzah on all of the passageways of his house, whether to all the rooms, bein b'chol ha'aliyos, whether all of the floors, afilu eshrim o'yoser, even if there's 20 or more. V'omru chazal, and chazal say in the Gemara Menachos, daf mem gimel, kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'rosho, u'bizroo, anybody who has tefillin on his head and on his arm, v'tzitzis b'bigdo, and tzitzis on his clothing, u'mezuzah b'pischo, and a mezuzah on his doorways, muftach lo sholuyachta, it's guaranteed that he will not come to sin. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Koheles, Perek Dalet Pasuk Yibay says, "V'achut hamashulosh lo b'mehira yinotik," that a three-folded string will not break easily. Os Ches, v'chayev adam lehispalu l'chol yom, a person has to daven every day. V'ashad litom klum koldim sheyispalu, and it's forbidden for him to eat anything before he davens. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Shmos Chav Gimel Chav He says, "V'yavaretom Hashem al hakeichem," you shall serve Hashem your God, uvarech es lachmucha, and he will bless your bread, es meimecha, and your water, v'asirosi machle mikabecha, and I will remove any ailments, any illnesses from amongst you. Avoda zu tfila. The avoda in this pasuk is referring to tfila, to davening. V'liyase melacha kol nishyes palo. And also a person shouldn't do any work before he davens. V'amashkim lepesach haveiro, and if somebody who gets up early and he goes to his friend's doorway, umaktim lo shalom, to say hello to him, Kodim Sheyes Palel, before he davens, Kilu Aso Bama. It's as if he turned his friend into an altar for Avodah Zarah. The Iker Mitzvah's Tefillah, the main purpose of the Mitzvah of Tefillah of davening is Sheyechaven Es Libo Bishas HaTefillah, that he intend and concentrate his mind at the time that he's davening. V'yitara Machshavto Mikol HaSakov, and he should purify and make clean his mind from all of his other doings. Shenemar, there's a passage in Devarim Yud Aleph Yogimel says, Ula Avdo B'chol Levavchem U'b'chol Nafshechem. We have to serve Hashem, we have to daven to Hashem with all of our heart and with all of our soul. V'amru Rezal B'sifri, and Chazal say in the Sifri in Ekeb, and in the Gemara in Tainis, Dav Beis, Eze Avodah She Believe, what is the service of Hashem that is dependent on our hearts? Havayomer Zu Tvila, that is davening. V'yamod B'shas HaTvila B'yira U'fachad, and a person when he's standing to pray, to daven before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should stand with fear and trepidation. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim Beis says, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, you have to serve Hashem with fear, v'gilu b'ra'odah, and you should daven with trembling. V'omru Chazal, and Chazal say in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Ein omdim lespalel ala mitoch kobid rosh. A person shouldn't get up to daven unless he has a very heavy head, with a weighted and focused mindset. V'im yispalel v'lo kivin libo, and if a person daven without having proper intention, zorech lachzor lispalel, he needs to daven all over again. Avalim kivin libo b'bracha rishona, but if he had intention for the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, aval b'isha pasha v'lo kivin libo b'shar brachos, even if he was negligent and he didn't have proper intention for the rest of the brachos, ain't zorech lachzor lispalel, he does not need to go ahead and repeat the Shmona Esrei again. Ostas. And when the Shliach Tzibur is doing Chazaras Hashatz, he's repeating the Shemona Esrei, Chayev Lanos Amen, a person is obligated to respond Amen to the Brachos. I'll call Bracho Bracho on every single one of the Brachos. V'yachavin Libo B'chol Bracho Bracho, and a person's intention by each and every Bracho should be, Kadei Sheyeda Al Eza Bracho Hu One Amen, that he should know which Bracho, which blessing he's responding Amen to. V'yesh Lo Bazeh Schar Kafel, and then he gets a doubled Schar, a double reward. It's as if he had davened two times, zu achar zu, one right after the other. Chazal say in the Medrash, imis palalta v'lo kivanta libcha, if you davened and you didn't have proper intention, v'chazarta v'is palalta, and then you went ahead and repeated and davened again, te mevusar shetzvilos chanishmas, he is assured that his prayers will be heard. V'lo yeshe b'divrei chulin b'veis hakneses, and a person shouldn't involve himself with idle speech in a shul, and anybody who discusses his own dealings, his own matters in a shul, calls man shliach tzibur mispalel during the time that the shliach tzibur, the chazan, is davening. Tachas bo garas habarurim. There should be people set aside to yell at them, to instill fear within them for doing so. Begam kol hakohol chayovim lehochicho, and the entire congregation is obligated to rebuke him. The lachzoch also mechit l'shem yizbarach adiyad, to try to hold him back, withhold him from doing any other sins to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forever. V'chol ha-yitzurim nivru l'chvod HaShem Yisbarach, and everything that was created to give honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'im yefne levavcha v'lo sishma v'shar shemeshamchin lefanav, and if you're going to turn your mind away and not pay attention to a time when they're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'mesapim tilosav, and they're saying his attributes and praises, Ve'ezuzov and Iflosov, and his strength and his wonders. Aye hakavod, where is this honor? Ve'aye hamora, and where is the fear? Af ki amasaper be'esahi sichas chulin, gadol havona miniso. Even somebody who just speaks mundane things during that time, his sin is greater than he can bear. Os yod. V'chayev adam lahashkim leves haknesas. A person has to wake up early to go to shul. Shekach omru razal, chazal say, kol amashkim umare leves haknesas marech yomim. Someone who gets up early and stays light in the shul will have a longer life. But Od Omru, and furthermore, Chazal say in the Gemara in Brachos, Mem Zayin Omer Beis, Hanemne Me'asora Harishonim, Notel Schar Kenega Kulam. Somebody who is counted among the first 10 people to come to shul, he gets the reward compared to all of them. The Aholich Boker Ve'erev Leveis HaKnesses Be'olam Hazeh, and somebody who goes morning and evening to the shul in this world, Zocha Lasos Kemi Beis HaMikdash. He will merit to do so in the Beis Hamikdash, as it says, Shenemar, the Pasuk in Tehillim Pei Dalet Hei says, Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha Od Yahalelucha Selo. Praiseworthy, fortunate are those who sit in your house, meaning your shuls. They will praise you in the future, as the Mezrash Rabba in Parshat Kisova says. Ha'oiv leilech leveis haknesses, and somebody who loves to go to shul, oiv laKadosh Baruch Hu, he is considered somebody who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem. Shenamar, as the Pasuk in Tehillim, Pei Dalet Beis, says, Ma Yedidos Mishkanosayach Hashem Tzavakos. How beloved are your dwelling places, Hashem. Os Yud Aleph. U'bisho she'odom kore kriyashma, and the time that a person is reading kriyashma, u'magia l'pasuk v'ahavta as Hashem Elokecha b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol miyodecha. And when he gets to the Pasuk that says that you should love Hashem your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all that you have, Yala alavavo, it should come into his heart, Masha Amar Rezal, that which Chazal say in the Gemara Brachos, Nun Dalar Mar Aleph, Bechol Nafshecha, Afilhu Notas Nafshecha, with all your soul means even if he takes away your soul from you. V'yashabed is Nafsho, L'Shem Yisbarach, he should subjugate his soul to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yigmor B'machshavto, and he should conclude in his mind, Limsor Nafsho, to give his life, HaKadosh HaShem Yisbarach, for the sanctifying Hashem's name. V'leharigalov, and to give his life to be killed over it. V'techashiv lo l'tzedakah, and it will be considered for him a righteousness, ki'ilu ne'erag al kedushas Hashem, as if he was actually killed for the sanctification of Hashem's name. V'negale lanu zeh ha'esod, and it will be revealed to us this sod, this secret, mimash omer v'sifri, that which Chazal say in the Sifri, v'chol nafshecha, with all of your soul, zeh she'omer ha'kosev, that's what the Pasuk in Tehillim Mendalit Chav Gimel says, ki alecha ha'ragnu kol hayom, because for you we were killed all day. Is it possible for a person to be killed every single day? Ela ilu tzadikim, this is rather is referring to the tzadikim, the righteous individuals, shemala alein akotzav ki ilu neragim b'chol yom, that the Pasuk views it as if they were killed every single day. Yud Beis. V'chayev odom lasok b'torah b'chol yom, a person has to delve into Torah every day. Shenemar, as the Pasuk in Devarim Zayin Yud Beis says, by haya ekev tishmu nesam ishpadim ha'ele, and it will be when you listen to these laws, ushmartim asisim osam, and you will guard them and you will do that. The Nemar and the Pasuk further there says, Parakei Pasuk Aleph, Zilimaratem osam, ushmartim las osam, that you will learn them and you will guard them to do them. Vomer Rizal and Chazal say, in the beginning of Mesachas Peah and Mishnayas, V'talmud Torah k'negi kulam, that learning Torah is comparable to all other mitzvos. Vomer b'sifri, and Chazal say in the Medrash and Sifri, Kashem Sheskar Talmud Torah Godu Mikol HaMitzvos, just like the reward for learning Torah is greater than all other mitzvos, Kach Onesh Bitul Torah Godu Mishar Averos, so too the punishment for not learning Torah when one could have is greater than all other Averos. V'chei Matzino Bevayis Rishon Shevitar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Avodah Zarah V'Gilui Reis V'Shrichas Damim, so too we find that in the first Beis HaMikdash HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mevater, he was able to overlook the Avodah Zarah, the idol worship, and the Gila Rayas, the immoral relations, Ushvichas Damim, and the murder that they were doing, the Lo Viter Alavim Bittul Torah, but he was not willing to overlook the sin that they were not learning Torah properly. Shenemar is a Pasuk in Yirmiyah Test Yud Aleph says, Mio Ish HaChacham V'Yoven Ezos, who is the person who is wise and understands this, V'Asher Diber Pi Hashem Elov, that the mouth of Hashem spoke to him, saying, V'Yagido Amo'av the Haaretz, and told us what was the land destroyed because of, Nitzasa kemidbar mibli over, and it was made into a desert with nobody going through it. V'yomer Hashem, Hashem says, why? Al ozvam es torasi, because they forsake the Torah, asher nasat lifnam, that I gave them before them. As the Yerushalmi in Chagiga Perak Aleph Halacha Zayin says, v'arotze leinotzo min ha'onesh hamar ve'oven hagodol zeh, and if somebody wants to save himself from the punishment, the bitter punishment, and the great sin of this, Yis'asek b'tzorchei atalmidim, he should involve himself in the needs of the students, the harabanim, and the rabbis, halomdim l'shem shemaim, who are learning for the sake of heaven. V'yazor b'schiros harabanim, and they should help in the hiring of these rabbis, k'dei sheyamdu b'iro, that they be in his city, v'yu oskim b'torah al yodo, and that they be able to delve and learn Torah because of him. U'pirshu Razal and Chazal explain, b'sifri, in the Medrash and Sifri, Kizeu she'omer akosov, that's what the Pasuk of Mishlei Gimel Yod Ches says, Eitz chayim hi l'machazikim bo, it's a tree of life for those who strengthen it. L'lomdeha lo ne'amar, it doesn't say for the people who learn Torah, el l'machazikim bo, but for those who strengthen it. She'im machazikim yedei ha'tamidim v'harabonim, those who help strengthen the students and the rabbis who teach. Os Yod Gimel. V'kshe b'nei odom poskim mimelachtom, when people stop doing their work, and from doing the things that they're busy with, V'hochim levateyam, and they go to their homes, or yoshim v'kronos, or they sit in the corners of the marketplaces, v'hem v'telim, and they're doing nothing, or mesichim v'dvarim v'telim, or they're talking about idle things. Ra'osam rabba, their evil is great, v'chatosam kevedimod, and their sin is very heavy. V'vi she'im mevazim es ha-Torah, because they're disgracing the Torah. She'ilu hayu ma'aminim she'in tachlis namatim tzchara, because if they really believe that there's no end to the reward that a person can get from learning Torah, lamalu yeshivu regleim leveis ha-sefa limod halachos, o kro mikra, o sidur tfilos, why wouldn't their legs take them to the Beis HaSefer to go to learn, to the schools, to learn halachos, or to read chumash, to learn chumash, or to learn davening? Haloha adam zariz va'atz beraglav lamalachto la'asakov. Isn't a person very quick and eager to go ahead and do his work and to do his own busy things that he does? V'yodea ki hakol havel, and he knows that that's all vanity and nothingness. Ve'ich yishka chay ha'olam haba. How could a person totally forget the what's going to happen in the world to come? V'loyitin lehem chelek v'yom min ha'yomim, and it doesn't give it a portion in days out of many days. Osho min ha'shos, or an hour out of the many hours. Afki be'esa hi batal mimilachto. Even at that point in time, he's not even doing his work. U'bal yomer belibo eis lasos Hashem, and if he doesn't feel, speak in his heart, that it's a time to do for Hashem, likro b'torah, to learn Torah, u'litnos tzedakos Hashem, and to give tzedakah for Hashem, asham hu, that's a guilty thing. Asham la'asham la'asham, like the pasuk says, he has been guilty before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alkein omra Chazal, and on this is what Chazal said in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadik Tes Amar Aleph, ki zeh shekotzev, that's what the pasuk says in Bamidbar Tes Vav Lamar Aleph, ki dvar Hashem boza, that the word of Hashem they have disgraced, ves mitzvos hayhefar, and they have annulled the mitzvos, he kares tikares hanefesh ahi avon haba, that soul will get kares, be cut off, and it bears its sin. This is referring to somebody who has the ability, the wherewithal, to learn Torah, to delve into Torah, and he doesn't do it. He is disgracing the word of Hashem. Therefore, a person has to make a fixed place in his home. And he should place for himself there halachos, to learn halacha, or mikra, or chumash, or tehillim, or to do tehillim, or sidur tefilos, or to go through davening. And at any time that he's not busy doing things, and when he stops his work, he should go there, lishnos or likros, to learn them or to read from them. And also with this fixing that he will do for himself, it's a wondrous advice for his soul, that he will withhold his nefesh, his soul, from going to utter destruction. V'yachshov al kitzo, and he'll think about his end result, the end of his life, what's going to be. V'yavin la'achriso, and he'll contemplate the end of what will happen in the afterlife. K'mo she'omru Chazal, like Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, histaka b'shosha devarim, if you look into three things, ve'ina taboli de'aveira, and you will not come to do sin. Me'ayin basa, from where did you come? Ula on ata holich, and to where are you going? Ulefnei mi ata osid litin din mecheshvan, and before who are you going to come before to have to give, be given judgment and go through the calculations of what you have done in your life. Gam yochin es libo be'ez ahi, a person should also prepare his heart at that moment, v'yikra divrei ha-sefer hazeh, and he should read through this sefer. V'im yireh ki hu mekayim es kol tokev divrei ha-sefer hazeh, and if a person sees that he's actually fulfilling everything that is in this sefer, yismach libo v'yagel kvodo, his heart should feel joyous and happy and honored. And if a person is guilty in not doing one of these things, and then he will be able to confess that which he did wrong, that which he sinned. A person should do tshuva today, perhaps he will die tomorrow. And then it will turn out that all his days he's doing tshuva every day. As the Pasuk in Koheles, Perek Tes, Pasuk Ches says, at every moment, your clothing should be white, and you should not lack oil from your head. And it is proper, a person should put a fine upon himself, with one type of denomination or half of that, for every day that he is negligent and he doesn't go to the shul, and to the place where he appointed in his house that he has a certain sefer there, one of the sfarim from Sifrei HaKodesh to learn from.